Do you have questions about job hunting? Well, if you haven't visited JobSearchCoachingHQ.com yet, you are missing out on a great opportunity to not just simply watch, listen to, or read great material to help you, but you're missing out on asking me questions where I can answer them and help get your job search going. Where are you stuck in your search? What's not working? I can help dissect where it's breaking down for you. So again, visit JobSearchCoachingHQ.
It's Jeff Altman, the Big Game Hunter. And this is going to be a quick review and critique of the jobs report that came out from the U.S. Bureau of Labor Statistics. And I'm going to kind of review it from their report, compare it with ADP, and go from there. So I'm going to start by saying the day before, ADP came out with their report. And it showed a job increase of, let's see now, 173,000 private sector jobs. And they increased the previous months from 156 to 166. Now, ADP's data is different than the U.S. government data. You know, the U.S. government lags in their ability to collect the kind of information that ADP collects. So in some respects, it's worse than ADP. In some respects, it's better. Better insofar as in this particular case, Verizon's been out on strike. There are 35,000 people that are classified as unemployed due to the strike. They show up negatively in the U.S. report. They don't exist any differently in the ADP report. So with that said, the U.S. government announced a change in the last 2 months' statistics to take down about 25,000 jobs. And in the month of May, reported, and this is going to be a stunning number, 38,000 jobs were created during the month of May. That's it, 38,000 jobs. Now, this is down by over $100,000 jobs during this period of time. Because normally most increases over the last few years have been over 200,000 jobs. And this one is down to 38,000 jobs, which is fewer than what it is needed in order to accept students who are graduating, a new entrance into the workforce. Now, the good news is, and it just lets you know how cockeyed this report is, because I think that's really what this is a cockeyed report, is that the unemployment rate fell 0.3% to 4.7%, but non-farm payroll changed by 38,000. That's insane. Employment increased in healthcare. Mining is losing jobs. That's the oil and gas industry. Information services decreased primarily because of the strike. You know, if you look at the statistics, you'll see that the report shows that the number of jobs lost was pretty much equal to what the Verizon strike has taken out. The participation rate decreased by 0.2% to 62.6%. So that's a decline of 0.4% over the past 2 months, offsetting any gains during the first quarter. The number of people working part-time for economic reasons, which is referred to normally as the U6 rate, increased by 468,000 to 6.4 million in May, showing little movement since November. In May, 1.7 million people were marginally attached to the labor force, little change from a year before. So as I said, non-farm payroll was up 38,000, job growth occurred in healthcare, mining, lost jobs as a result of the strike. Healthcare increased by 46,000 in May, with most of those occurring in ambulatory care. That was 24,000. Hospitals, 17, and nursing care facilities, 5. Healthcare employment over the last a few years, over the last year, has increased by 487,000. I'm referring to the BLS report. So if you do a search for the U.S. Bureau of Labor Statistics jobs report, you'll be able to find this. Information declined by 34,000. Like I said, these are primarily because the Verizon people are out on strike. Manufacturing employment and durable goods declined by 18,000 in May, with job losses of 7,000 in machinery and 3,000 in furniture and related services. Employment in professional and business services changed little in May, which is plus 10,000. Temp employment was down. Construction, wholesale trade, retail trade, transportation and warehousing, financial services, leisure and hospitality were basically a little changed over this time. What we're getting here is this is a cockeyed report because it's so widely different than the ADP report. Even if we say the ADP numbers are absolutely perfect, which they aren't because they don't include the losses from Verizon, we're at 137,000 or 135,000 jobs created versus the 38,000 reported. And that's a one-third drop from the average of the previous quarter. Now, I'm going to say that this is an outlier report, just as I'm going to tell you the June report will probably be wildly different because it's going to include camp counselors. You know, your teenagers who are going to work at a camp for 2 months, who are going to get paid and then go back to school, are going to be included in that report. I remember years ago realizing that my son, who at that time was 12 years old and worked for his school for 1 week, doing daycare under the supervision of a teacher and making $75 pre-tax was included in the report because they reported that as income. So June is a crazy month because it includes all these people who come to work as counselors and the students who are working only for a limited period of time in the report. But when all is said and done, you have to see that the trend is downward. Job creation is lessening, and as I feared going into this year, business is becoming concerned about change in the government because they don't know what the rules are going to be, no matter who is elected president. You know, some will say business is like President Obama. I have a different opinion about how business has seen our president. I'll simply say that they at least know the rules under President Obama. They don't know what the rules will be under a President Clinton or under a President Trump. And the result winds up being the potential for a major slowdown going into the fourth quarter of this year. My simple advice to you is, if you haven't seen my book on Amazon, Survive a Layoff Like a Pro, it's in Kindle format there. Order a copy, start getting yourself ready because the economy is slowing. And even if it doesn't happen instantly, it's going to happen sometime next year or at latest the year after. Start preparing yourself for layoffs. The other thing I want to encourage you to do is visit jobsearchcoachinghq.com, especially if you're looking for work, because I've got a ton of content there that I've curated from my own work and from around the web, including Survive a Layoff Like a Pro and all my other books and guides to job hunting that are designed to help you be more effective with your search so you can land quickly. Create that halo around you so if cuts come, you're less likely to get hit. So again, the site is jobsearchcoachinghq.com. Sign up there, $24.99 a month, less if you sign up for a quarter. But it's an inexpensive site. It's the price of a hardcover book, you know, per month. Plus, you can ask questions of me and get advice from me in your search that I won't give otherwise. So again, hope you found this helpful. Hope you have a great day. Take care.